Welcome to the Clark University Campus Tree Audio Tour. This is Norm Freund, Professor of Philosophy, and I will be serving as your guide. You have access to the North Campus component of this tour. This tour begins at the East End entrance door of Mary Frances Hall. This is the door that is next to the driveway to the parking lot of this building. If you are not yet at that location, please proceed there before continuing with this tour. You are standing on the Sunset Campus of Clark University. It got this name historically because of the beautiful sunsets on this side of our campus space. As you look toward the parking lot, you will notice an island of land in the corner of the parking lot, farthest from you to the north and just adjacent to the emergency entranceway and exitway of the Student Activity Center. In this little green space, you will see a dwarf flowering crab. This is a class tree from the class of 1999. They named their tree Truman. No, it wasn't an acknowledgement of President Truman. Rather, it was the impact of a movie of their era called The Truman Show. And that's how this tree got its name. If you wish, you can walk towards the back side of Mary Frances Hall. If you do so, you will see a beautiful statue of Mary there on a pedestal, called Our Lady of the Sunset. This statue of Mary has existed in this location at least since the early 1950s, and maybe long before. Now, turn towards Clark Drive and begin to walk in that direction. As you pass on your right, the east entrance way to Mary Frances Clark Hall, you will notice a beautiful blue spruce there. This is named Wangari Maathai and was planted in 2012. It is not a class tree. Rather, it honors Dr. Maathai, who is famous for her work in Africa in the name of conservation, especially through tree planting, but also for her advocacy of human rights and women's issues. Because these values so closely relate to the core values at Clark of freedom, education, charity, and justice, this tree was planted in her honor in 2012. Continue now till you get to the sidewalk along Clark Drive. Begin to head west until you reach the sidewalk entranceway for Mary Frances Clark Hall. Please stop at that point, and you can start and stop this tour at any point as you walk to a new and different location. The beautiful building you see before you was built in 1923 and 1924. It is our first true campus dormitory. Historically, multi-purpose buildings were erected on this campus. In these buildings, lower floors were dedicated to the daily aspects of teaching at the institution, and the upper floors were residence space. By the 1920s, things developed enough at this campus, and growth in student numbers was significant enough that a true dormitory building was needed. And so, in the Roaring Twenties, a time of great change, advancement, and progressivism in the United States, Clark crossed the street. And the building you stand in front of was the first of these two buildings. Later, as we move further towards the west, you will see Terrence Donohue Hall, which was constructed approximately 5 years after the construction of this dormitory building. It was on the Mary Frances Clark Hall campus that the class of 1928 planted their chestnut tree. They had some pushback, though, on the progressivism of the era. They named their tree Diane, and Diane is the Roman goddess of chastity. Although that tree no longer exists, it was the last tree planted when we were Mount St. Joseph College. Beginning in the fall of 1928, we became Clark College. So all subsequent trees to 1928 are trees of Clark College or Clark University. If you look to your right, that is to the right of the sidewalk leading to the main entranceway of Mary Frances Clark Hall, you will see a white oak. This was planted by the class of 2006. That was the year that Catherine Dunn BVM retired as president of Clark College. She had served for more than 22 years upon her retirement. And to honor her, the class of 2006 named their tree Catherine. Between this tree and the sidewalk entrance to the building, there is an autumn blaze maple tree planted by the class of 1998. During their time as students at Clark University, two very important women in terms of worldwide contributions died. These women were Princess Diana and Mother Teresa. To honor both of them, they named their tree Diana Teresa. If you look to the left of the entrance sidewalk to the building, you will see a blue spruce tree. In the 1923 groundbreaking ceremony for this building, twin blue spruces were planted on either side of what would eventually become the entrance sidewalk to the building. The last of these trees was destroyed in the 1990s by storm. Acknowledging the significance of these trees to this building, the class of 1997 planted a blue spruce to replace that last blue spruce that had died. They had a little fun, though, with what they did. They planted a dwarf blue spruce, but they named it Elephant. Further to the left of the sidewalk entrance, you will see a northern red oak. This is the class tree for the graduates of 2018. They named their tree Seder for Life. From the 1970s through the spring of 2017, our particular moniker for our sports team was the Crusaders. Effective in the academic year 2017-2018, it was changed to the Pride. But to honor the previous name for our sports teams, this graduation class chose Seder for Life. Also in this space to the left, you see a tree by a memorial bench. This tree's name is Kathy, and it was planted in 2008. It is a Northwood maple, and it honors Kathy Decker. Kathy Decker was a graduate of Clark University, and the tree is planted beneath the window of her dormitory room in Mary Frances Clark Hall. She was also a long-standing servant on staff at Clark University, working in IT. When she died prematurely of cancer, it was decided to honor her by planting a tree in her name. This concludes the Mary Frances Hall component of the North Campus segment of the audio tour. If you wish to continue with the North Campus tour, please access that segment at this time.